Oscar Wilde is an endlessly fascinating figure to many people, and he keeps popping up in different parts of our culture. Just weeks ago, the PBS NewsHour carried a report that when Wilde died at age 46 in 1900, it wasn't from the syphilis many people assumed, and may have been from a super-strength ear infection. He's listed in most biographies as being killed by meningitis after he languished for 2 years in jail for gross indecency. That meant homosexuality, a crime not often prosecuted. How come he was? That's the question he asks himself far too many times in Charles McMahon's new play, Oscar Wilde, From the Depths. In it, we see a pathetic Wilde, thrown into prison when he was at the top of his form and the height of his popularity, after his witty society-bashing comedy, The Importance of Being Earnest. McMahon drew much of his inspiration and some of his dialogue from a weighty tome Wilde wrote in prison called De Profundis, which is Latin for From the Depths, the play's title. Wilde's De Profundis is a far-reaching exploration of everything from the way confinement shaped his thoughts to why he believed Jesus was an artist. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to understand how this master intellect integrated all his experiences into a worldview, but it doesn't even begin to work as dialogue on a stage. The best scenes bring Wilde, played wonderfully by the graceful actor Mark Levasseur, face-to-face with a number of characters in his life, all played by two compelling actors, Jared McGlennigan and David Bardeen. McMahon writes these scenes with strong real-life dialogue, and we learn more about Wilde from them than we do listening to his ponderous prison regrets. From the Depths is an ambitious evening despite its faults, and its best aspect is the way McMahon treats Wilde as something other than a foppishly witty, sexually wanton buffoon. Clearly, that was part of his persona. But From the Depths is about the other part. The part that was just a guy without the trappings of his celebrity. Lantern Theater Company is running the play in St. Stephen's Theater in Center City through February 14th. For WHYY, I'm Howard Shapiro.